Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Clouds!
The Colossus of Clouds!
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer is Chris Black. We're here every Saturday morning taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. The number is 312-332-3776. You can give us a call if you have a question about the value of an item. If you've had something sitting in your closet for 48 years and you think, hey, that might be valuable, give us a call. We'll give you an idea if it can be valuable enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, or if it's just something that you can hang out on the flagpole and it's not going to be that exciting. We've got a nice prize package to give away this week. Last week's winner didn't claim their prize, so that carries over to this week. That's a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Box, which is a hot commodity. I can't even find any more to get at Triple Crown. And also we're adding a 2016-17 Prestige Basketball Box, which I think has two autographs per box. So it's a really good prize package. Give us a call, 312-332-3776. You get in the drawing. Vince from ERC Delivery, you have to email the winner. He'll pick the winner at the end of the show. The winner has to email Vince at the end of the show, set up, or by Thursday, and set up a delivery, and his company will deliver it free of charge right to your door. Now, HugginsandScott.com, you can check out the website. Their next auction runs, the May auction runs from April 24th through May 4th. So we're going to mix in some items that have already up on the website and we know will be in that May auction. For instance, here's something, Bill. A 1958 Topps Jim Brown signed rookie card. Now, that's big in baseball where collectors have gotten vintage rookie cards of Hall of Famers, guys like Hank Aaron and Willie Mays and, you know, Willie McCovey, whatever, that may a lot of times maybe they're not rookies in that great a shape, and they get them signed by the guy. Now, are you seeing that as much in football, or is that something that's just starting to kind of take off in football also, Bill?
Well, I think you're totally right, Tom, as far as the crossover goes. You're starting to see more of the football ones come out as far as signed rookie cards. And, you know, even in basketball and hockey, we've seen some of those come through as far as autographs. And you're right. People are you try and get a mid-grade one or a lesser-grade one signed as opposed to a 7, an 8, or a 9. That would not be a smart move.
But yeah, yeah.
No, they're starting to pop up as well.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's a great idea. It's gotten big in basketball. Like Jordan rookie autographs are big. You know, they get them graded and authenticated, grade the card, grade the autograph. It's getting big. I think
so.
It's
an auto would actually
bigger.
Devalue a card if it was around a 7. It would actually devalue it a little bit if you had a 7.
Well, 7's not so much, you know, but if you had let's say it's a vintage rookie and you got an 8 or a 9 especially, and there's a low population, it's probably not a good idea to do that on the older guys. Yeah. But like some of the more modern era ones, even now, you know, there a lot of times will be signed in the packs to begin with. But some of the other stuff from the 80s and back where they didn't have the autographs in the packs, it's not a bad thing, especially if it's not. I have a Charles Barkley Fleer rookie signed.
Oh, you do?
And, you know, I've got that top 50 all time, and I love that card. Yep. You know, that's in the old collection. So we've got Superman Todd on the line. What do you have there, Superman?
Morning, guys. It's kind of funny you lead off with that autographed rookie bit, because I'm actually calling about my Piccolo that I just got JSA'd at the show, at the Fanatic show.
You have a Piccolo with an autograph on it?
Yeah, I got it from my grandfather.
Wow, now that's big. Piccolo rookies are that's a good card anyway, but his signatures, just on a cut signature, typically go for $400 or $500 or more. God, Bill, a Piccolo rookie with a signature, that could go for some good money, don't you think?
Well, I tell you, Todd, I don't know that I've ever seen one.
I mean, I haven't.
Have you seen one or heard of another one, Todd?
I've heard of another one, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, boy, that would be a fun Huggins and Scott auction item to see what that went for. Oh, by the way, well, Superman.
That would rival like a, yeah, I mean, if you had like a Maravich signed rookie card or something.
Oh,
you know.
That would be a monster. Superman?
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
I was late on the trigger, sorry. Okay, now people can bring in stuff into Triple Crown during the week. And I'll take pictures of it, tweet the pictures a lot, and sometimes we'll send them to Huggins and Scott Auctions for auction. Hans from the western suburbs was a great guy, came in last week. What a nice collection he had, signed bats and baseballs. He had a Joe DiMaggio Yankee Clipper bat, a Mantle bat, Ted Williams, Stan Musial bats, wow. And then autographed baseballs of Mantle, Michael Jordan, you know, a bunch of guys. So we took that in. I tweeted a picture of the bats last Sunday, I think, Saturday or Sunday, and they're in Huggins and Scott, and already there's a couple items up there that were already authenticated. So if you bring stuff in to Triple Crown in Naperville, you can get in the drawing if you just get mentioned, if I tweet a picture and mention it on the air that way also. So lots of ways you can get in the drawing. It's a great prize package this week, a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box and a 2016-17 Prestige basketball box. Danny from Norridge is online. What's up, Danny?
Hi, how you doing? I've got an older – I've got a 3x3 original photo of Mantle taking batting practice wearing number 6, and It was signed, and I got it back from PSA, and the autograph was graded a 10.
Holy, now, so this is an original photo that it would be a type 1 photo that was printed back
yes.
in the day?
Yes.
Ooh, wow. Now, that's I'd love to see a picture of your picture if you can send it to me somehow. But
you know, I'm a little electronically challenged when it comes to tweeting and everything. I was wondering if you guys were going to be at the National.
Bill will be. Bill Huggins and Scott Auctions. Bill will be set up there, yeah.
Okay, because I wanted to bring that, and I had called before, but I've got a 69 master set, all graded 8, and I'm getting ready to want to put that up for auction
well,
also.
Well, here's what you can do. If you bring that stuff into Triple Crown in Naperville, I can send it to Huggins and Scott for you, and it can be in that August auction, and maybe something will be in the case. Bill, how many cases do you guys set up, those glass cases at the National where you have stuff that's in your auction on display?
Well, we have about 600 square feet. We have 7 of those cases that we
wow.
set up. Danny, I don't know if you're interested in getting that into the auction. We'd be, like I said, Tom could certainly get the collection to us, and it would certainly be one of the featured items in our auction, and you could, I'm sure Tom would be talking about it on the show right before the National.
Yeah, when I'm not drooling, I would be. Yeah. And I would tweet a picture and stuff. I mean, I love stuff like that. I'd love to see that Mantle photo, though, an original Type 1 photo sign. I mean, that's great. How'd you come across that, Danny?
Danny, did you get the photo done as far as the Type 1?
Yeah, the photo signed.
No, I mean, because PSA will encapsulate in a big folder the photo and call it a Type 1 photo.
Yeah, that's what they did. It's encapsulated in the hard plastic.
Oh, my gosh. That's nice.
You may have to do that a couple times.
I have to wipe the drool off my chin right now.
Because I've never seen one when wearing the number 6.
That's awesome. Those would be two great auction items. You know, whenever you decide to do them, but if you want to get them into the August auction, you know, where they'll be set up at the National, come in sometime the next month or so, and we can ship it to them, and I can take pictures and put it on Twitter and talk about it in advance too.
Oh, I'd love to do that. The only thing with the 69, they call that a master set, everything with the variations. What I did, I went one step further. I've got all the decals, and I've got the all the decals, and those are all eights also.
Well, that's so not a bad thing, Danny. That's a good thing. That just makes it all the better.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Right. That sounds like an awesome collection. Very good. Come into Triple Crown in Naperville anytime, and we'll send it to Huggins and Scott and see how it does. It'll be fun to watch.
What a great
show.
Thank you.
And then next couple weeks, I'll get it there.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Wow, that'd be something.
Grade 8, 1969 master set,
yeah.
Grade 8.
Very I had nice. A gentleman came in with a 1960 top set, and this was pretty nice. It, fours and fives, probably threes, four, fives. And that we sent that in, and that's going to be in the May Huggins and Scott auction. It's already up, you know, if you want to look at that. So
very nice.
Yeah, Boiler Up is sending me some pictures of things here on Twitter. Boy, let's see, what does he have here? He's got, well, here's one, and a 1930s original Type 1 press photo of Joe DiMaggio winning his first MVP with Kennesaw Mountain Landis staring him down. If you look at the picture, he is staring him down. That's how Boiler Up described it. It's like, that's a pretty cool original photo. You know, that sometimes those original photos can go for some pretty good bucks. Now, Bill, typically, do you need a lot of original photos if you're going to run them? Or if it's a cool enough one, will you do it by itself?
I think you just answered your own question, yes.
Okay.
Sometimes they're in groups. Sometimes they're good enough to go by themselves. You know?
Okay, very good. Yeah, this is neat. Boiler Up. I think you're in the drawing, Boiler Up. That's a new one that's tweeted me. He's got some neat things. Another one on Twitter, Jonathan sent this one. Now, here's an interesting question, Bill. Okay, Jonathan had scrapbook page. It must have been on a cardboard-type scrapbook page. And on one side, he's got, it looks like it came from a sport magazine. It's a color photo of Hank Aaron signed with a really bold, nice Hank Aaron signature, kind of creased up a little bit. I don't know if it glued in. But then on the other side of this, he's got a Roger Maris, like a sport magazine type photo as a Cardinal signed by Roger Maris. Now, to me, I don't know what your thoughts are on this, Bill, but to me, if those were individual and they could each display on their own, it would be more valuable than being back-to-back like this. But I would think it's at least still a few hundred dollars. I would think 400 and up. Now, do you agree or disagree? Are you thinking similarly, or do you have a different opinion on that one?
Well, it would just I would like to do what you said, and if it's possible to separate them, you know. I don't know what they're glued onto this thing with and what
yeah.
have you, but
yeah.
if it can't be separated and still salvage their appearance and everything, then you probably would just have to run them as a pair, as a one item.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they're neat photos. I guess you could get some sort of frame that you can see it from both sides and flip it around once in a while or something. I mean, if you wanted to do it that way. But, yeah, it would be nice if those were two individuals. Roger Maris is a Cardinal. Some people forget he was with the Cardinals. He was on two World Series
yep.
teams, one
yep.
World Series championship, and he was kind of underrated for how good he was as a fielder and a base runner, you know, because all the 60 home run thing. But he was really a very good all-around player. Mike from Crown Point, Indiana is online. What do you have there, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Got a chance to... Years ago, worked for Value City Department Store, their grand opening. They had Warren Spahn and Johnny Sane come out and do an in-store appearance and was able to get a ball signed by both of them on the sweet spot.
Now, I like that combo because that's the old, what was it, Spahn, Sane, and Pray for Rain? Was that? So that's those two guys. I like that combination together. I'm thinking because of that, if it looked good, a white ball, it might be over $100. I mean, probably somewhere... 100, 150, I would think. You agree with that, Bill?
Yeah, the two of those guys actually lived long enough to where, and like you said with that famous saying, it's kind of like the Thompson Branca and the Larson Barra. The two of them
yeah.
go together like peanut butter and jelly. And
yeah.
they did sign a lot of stuff. They were very
nice men, and we're happy to do that. But yeah, that ball and a nice ball to pair them together is $100 to $200 easy.
Yeah. Now Johnny Sain actually ended up being a great pitching coach too, where probably one of the better pitching coaches of his era after he retired from baseball. So
what team was he coaching when he was
a pitching coach? I'm trying to think now. I don't remember. I don't think it was the Braves. I don't remember who he was a coach for, but he was well thought of as a really good pitching coach. That was got a lot of publicity. I don't remember what team he was, though. Okay, also now check out HugginsandScott.com. Lots of items up for the May bidding. In addition to the Jim Brown we talked about earlier, it's not just sports. For instance, there's a Theodore Roosevelt 1905 signed postal appointment with a $750 minimum bid. Here's one. It's a sports and politics mixed together. Richard Nixon signed baseball glove. You don't see those every day. $200 minimum bid. I think Richard Nixon really would have rather have been a football coach or a baseball manager than president of the United States. Remember, he used to send plays, I think, to George Allen or the Redskins.
From Washington,
right.
I think the play like lost 5 or 6 yards or something.
Yeah, that's enough, Mr. President. I think we'll move on. Yeah. Okay, it's time for a short break now. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Great prize package today, a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box and a 2016-17 Panini Prestige basketball box. So get your calls in. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Chris Black. We're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We have a nice prize package this week. We're giving away to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show. You get in the drawing a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box and a prestige basketball box will go to one lucky winner that Vince will pick at the end of the show. And, Vince.
Yes, sir.
It's that time. That tune means it's time to find out which ended higher. Now, Huggins and Scott Auctions has 4 auctions a year, so what we like to do once a week is take some auction prices from a past auction, and I'll take the final auction price and put 3 items down, and Vince gets to try to guess which ended higher in the auction. So this is out of the Huggins and Scott November 2016 auction. The first item, 1933 Gaudi Lou Gehrig card number 92, graded SGC VG3. Second item, a 1954 Topps. And by the way, you can play along at home. Second item, 1954 Topps Hank Aaron rookie card, number 128, graded SGC EX5. And the third item, a 1967 Topps Rod Carew rookie card, number 569, graded PSA near mint to mint 8. So the 3 items, 33 Gaudi Gehrig VG3 by SGC, 54 Topps Hank Aaron rookie SGC 5, or a 67 Topps Rod Carew rookie PSA 8. Which ended higher?
Well, first of all, I think this little Price is Right melody is going to stay with me at least for the next couple days.
We're not going to get it out of our heads. That's no doubt about that.
I'm going to go based on what I would actually rather have in my own collection, and that would be the Hank Aaron rookie card.
And not only would you rather have it, but
welcome, Dano.
You'd be right.
All right.
Yes.
I'm 2-4 on the year.
You're
500.
You're betting 500.
There you go.
After an early slump, you're on fire now.
2-0.
Hank Aaron went for $1,673. This is the final price realized, including the buyer's premium. The Carew went for $1,314. and the Lou Gehrig, $1,165. So,
you know, at the end of every Price is Right through the years, Bob Barker would say, have your pet spayed and neutered. So I feel like I need to say that to the audience.
Go ahead.
So, have your pet spayed and neutered.
I don't think the pets are real happy about but yeah, okay. All right, so you can give us a call at 312-332-3776. If you have an item you think might be valuable, you think it might be good enough to go in a Huggins and Scott auction, give us a call. We'll give you an estimate of what we think it could maybe go for in an auction. You never know about some of these auctions, what they're going to go for. Here's something that's interesting that's coming up in the May Huggins and Scott auction. 1887 Buckner Gold Coin Washington Senators SGC EX5 graded pair. Al Myers and Jim Donnelly. Now, I was going to say that I bet these guys never could have imagined being mentioned on a Chicago radio station in 2017. But these are 1887 cards, wow. And radio wasn't even invented right. yet in 1887. Radio was invented in?
I don't know, but I'm going to say 1920.
1895. Oh, okay. By gotcha. Marconi, I guess, was the inventor. Gotcha. So you learn something every day. $200 minimum bid on those from 1887. You got to like anything that's pre-1900. I mean, come
Very
on.
Nice.
So that'll be interesting to see what that does. But isn't that something? They were making cards, and there wasn't even radio yet. So they couldn't even have imagined they'd have been mentioned.
Yes, look right how far now, we've come in over 100
years. In 2017,
yes.
They're being mentioned, and we're talking about what the value of their double card is. Okay, next on the line we have Mike from Bristol, Illinois. What do you have there, Mike?
I have a 1990 complete set of Upper Deck. It hasn't been opened. It still has the plastic around it in the box.
Well, the 1990 baseball sets are not worth too much. I think the 90 set probably sells for 10, 20 bucks. Just that's about it. I probably have that in for sale. I think I just sold one for $10 or $12. I know I have some early 90s top sets. Right now, they're still kind of kindling. But, you know, who knows? 30 years from now, there were things from the 70s that in the 80s were never thought people never thought they'd have any value. And 70s stuff is starting to pick up now, so you never know.
They just produced so much in the early 90s of that product. They just kept making it, and we kept buying it and buying it and buying it.
I think they thought that every single household in the country would be buying baseball cards. It probably seemed like it at the time, but, yeah, they made a lot. It's going to take a while for that stuff to clear out enough. Boiler Up has got sending me all kinds of pictures. I'm not going to mention multiples, but here's a vintage baseball. I swear, I think when I was a kid, we used this exact ball that he sent a picture
of. It's half beat up, huh?
It's really beat up. We used to literally, we'd get black tape and tape it around. It would be like the cover would fall off, and we'd try taping it up, and then there was like yarn inside or something. You know, when the string started flying out, you knew you were in trouble. Time to figure out a way to get the money together to get another baseball after that. Okay, also in the upcoming Huggins and Scott auction, bidding begins April 24th, goes through May 4th. There is, let's see here, a PSA 8, Walter Payton, 1976. Topps rookie card, number 148, PSA 8. That's a nice grade on that card. $150 minimum bid on that one. A Michael Jordan, 86 Fleer rookie, PSA 7. Plus, in that lot, there's it's not graded, but an X-Mint rookie sticker of Jordan, $250 minimum bid. Bill, you were in the Chicago area last week in Rosemont at the Fanatic show. Did you see many people? Did many people bring anything in? Anything exciting come in?
We got lots of stuff. Gosh, they took them 4 or 5 boxes of stuff to send back to me. And Mike and Tammy, my reps from Grand Rapids, they took several boxes to send back to me. And yeah, we had a lot of people come up to us that gave us stuff for the show. And then I had several site visits that people met me in my hotel, and I had to go see a few of them. So, yeah, it was very busy.
All right, very good. I got to mention another boiler up here. So you would love this card. This is a 1967 checklist. By the way, I'm making the 1967 set.
Really?
I'm kind of piecing it together. Cool. I had a bunch of them, and it's one of those things I kind of almost don't even really want to finish it. I just want to keep building it. Because when people bring stuff in, I'm like, hey, you have any 67s? Or maybe you trade for a couple or whatever. But this is a 1967 checklist card. The fifth series in Roberto Clemente's headshot is on this card.
Oh, okay, sure. I know that card.
Signed by Roberto Clemente.
Sweet.
Yeah, now that's nice.
That is very nice.
Bill, that's one of those cards, the vintage autograph cards, especially Clemente, who passed away at such a young age. Those cards are hot in baseball.
Oh, yeah. No, that card's probably a couple $1,000s for sure.
Yeah, I think so. It looks like it's in... The card's probably 4 or 5 condition. It's hard to tell. It's in a holder. It's hard to tell from this picture how it looks like it's in green ink, which I don't know that I've seen Clemente sign in green ink before. Didn't Ty Cobb used to sign a lot? Was it in green ink, Bill?
That was later in his career, yes. He was very passionate on that in the last, 10 or 15 years of his life.
Yeah. I guess he liked green. Maybe he probably had stock in some company that. When did he have a lot of stock in
Coca-Cola?
Made a lot of money.
Heard he was a little league coach after he retired too. I can't imagine him as a little league coach.
Didn't we see that one time where Ty Cobb and like Honus Wagner were the two coaches on some little league team? Can you imagine?
Telling kids don't slide so low to the ground. Yeah. Get those spikes up in the air so you clip his knee or something. You know
there were parents going, these coaches don't know what they're talking about.
Probably.
Okay, also from Twitter, Randy V contacted me. T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. He had a signed puck by Hossa and Duncan Keith together. Two of my favorite Blackhawks.
Yes.
I think Duncan Keith might be my favorite Blackhawk. That one's probably maybe in the $75 range, maybe $75 to $100, so it's not worth a fortune, but those are two key players on the Blackhawks without a doubt. And will probably be long-term, that's a good puck. Now, Duncan Keith, I think he made the top 50 all-time team, and Hossa didn't. I'm surprised Hossa didn't. You would think he would have made it also, but that's the way it goes sometimes in those votings. You never know. Ben from Zion is on the line. What do you have there, Ben?
National League side panel signed ball by Jack Brickhouse.
Jack Brickhouse, did you get that in person or how'd you get it?
My dad did at an event years ago.
I would think probably $75 to $100 on a nice Jack Brickhouse signed ball. Now he's in the broadcast wing of the Hall of Fame now, I guess, Jack Brickhouse. So
oh, you still have that?
I haven't heard of it in a while. I mean, it's baseball season starting. Speaking of baseball season, Vince and I, listen to this, Bill. Vince and I are in an online fantasy baseball draft Monday night. It's 50 rounds.
50 rounds, yep.
15 guys in it. So that means there's going to be 750 guys drafted. And this league is actually, I've never been in one like this, but you can't make any moves during the year. You can't trade. You can't pick up free agents. So basically, I've never done so much research in my life. And the more research I do, I'm like, now I really don't know what to do. But you
too
have
much
to,
information,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Information overload. But you have to have starters, backups, and basically a farm system of guys that you think might be called up. And when do you draft the guys that might be called up later in the year? It should be interesting
strategy.
How it's going to go.
Absolutely.
So, and it'll be interesting how long that takes. I imagine that could take a while, you would think. Didn't you do one of these?
I did one last year. I think it was about 3 hours.
Three and a half hours.
Yeah. Guys usually make their picks quick.
That's good.
You know, it's a minute of pick, but.
And I guess if they leave, it does the automatic and it's just a second, then some of them might leave
on
the towards
autos,
the end.
Though, maybe on the auto picks, it doesn't go the full minute.
No,
maybe
it
does it right away.
Yeah.
So that's
once
cool.
Once you miss one, it goes to auto and then it's fast.
That's
if
cool.
you're not there though, And your first one, I think it goes the whole minute, and then it makes it.
That'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Oh, I'm looking forward
to it. I'll be doing two drafts at one time online. I don't know how that's going to work out, but we'll see.
Wait, I already drafted. Wait a minute. Oh, man. I'm glad. Talk about information overload. I might short circuit with that one.
Just coincidental the way it fell.
Nick from Joliet's on the line. What's up, Nick? Nick, do you say Joliet or Joliet?
No, Joliet.
Yeah, me too. Some people say Joliet. I think Brett, who says Bauman, says Bowman, I bet. Okay, go ahead, Nick. What do you have?
Hey, I got a baseball signed by Rick Rushel, Jose Cardinal, and Bill Buckner.
Now that's a ball from the era of a really sluggish Cub team, but those were actually three of the best Cub players in that area. Buckner came in the late 70s. Rick Rushel had some very good years. He ended up having a good career.
Yep.
Jose Cardinal with the hollowed out end of the bat was always fun to watch.
He used to hide a baseball. He used to hide a baseball in the ivy in center, put up his hands. I can't find the ball.
So I don't think you're talking hundreds of dollars there, Nick, but I think, maybe at least $50, $60 on that ball. It's not a bad ball. Jose Cardinal, Bill Buckner, and Rick Rushel. Now,
good memories.
You add Pete Lecoq to that ball, and it probably drops $10.
And who is his father? Who is Pete Lecoq's father?
Peter Marshall, the game show host.
Hollywood Squares, yes.
Yeah, I would play The Price is Right again, but I already can't get it out of my mind. So we're not going to hit that button.
You might have to get a Paul Lind a little word in there,
Yeah, right. What was that show, Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, Hollywood Squares. Yeah. He was always the center square.
Think of how many, when there was no cable and... Yep. Some of the goofy stuff, everybody, because there were only three or four channels you had to watch what was on. So that was going to be it. Well, it's time here for another short break. The number's 312-332-3776. You can call us with a question about the value of your collectible if you have something you think might be valuable. We're giving away a great prize package this week, a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Box and a 2016-17 Prestige basketball box to one caller, or if you tweet a picture of an item to my attention, at T Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and we use it on the show, you get in the drawing that way also. So hang in there, we'll be right back. We're on till 8.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, and our producer, Chris Bleck. We're on every Saturday from 7 to 8. Taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We'll talk about some items that are in the Huggins and Scott upcoming auctions, some things that have ended in the past auctions, some things that come into T-Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville during the week. People bring things in. People pull out of packs. Try to give you an idea of the value of collectibles. If you have something you think might be valuable, give us a call, 312-332-3776, or tweet a picture of an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. We're giving away a Leaf History of Baseball Cut Signature Box and a Prestige Basketball Box to one person that Vince will pick out of the prize for the prize at the end of the show. Tom from the Northwest Side is on the line. Thanks for waiting, Tom. What do you have?
I have a 1929 panoramic photo of the Cubs in Wrigley Field.
Ooh, I like those panoramic photos. 1929, that was the Hack Wilson era, huh?
Yeah, Hack Wilson, Gabby Hartnett, Charlie Grimm, and there's a Hornsby on there. Not sure if it's Roger, but...
Yeah, it must be. He was with the Cubs for a while. Yeah, I would think that's him. Now, Bill, you've run some panoramic photos in your auctions. 1929, is that an old enough one to be pretty value of the Cubs, you think?
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great item, Tom. If you wanted to put that in our auction, we certainly would love to see that thing. Is it in pretty good shape?
Yeah, one little watermark.
That's it. Well, that's nice then. If that's the only problem, it's not creased up or anything.
Oh no! I know. Yeah, I took me 25 years to buy it from where my sister worked. It hung over the cash register in a tire shop for about 25 years.
You're
that
kidding?
I know of.
Where in Chicago?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? That's cool. I'd like to see a picture. Are you thinking of selling it, or are you just?
No, I was just curious right now. And I was also curious if the Cubs winning the World Series, hurt the price of old memorabilia.
Oh, no. It just has more people buying more Cubs stuff. I mean, you haven't seen where it's gone in the opposite direction at your place, have you, Bill? I haven't seen it. I think there's more demand for old Cubs.
Oh, yes. I think it has resurrected the Cub diehards that have, you know, decided that, you know, we're back now. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, that would be if you decide you want to auction it in Huggins and Scott, you know, you can do it. Is it in a frame, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. You know, speaking of Cubs stuff, here's something in the upcoming, the May Huggins and Scott auction. Bidding begins April 24th, goes through May 4th. I didn't even realize this. This is a 1944 Cubs team signed baseball with a $200 minimum bid. It has Andy Pafko, Phil Cavaretta, Charlie Grimm, 28 total signatures. But here's what I didn't realize. Jimmy Fox is on that team.
Really?
And
oh.
I love his signature, sure. Old double X, Jimmy Fox. Yep. He was on, I think, maybe a year and a half. He was on the Cubs. I never knew that until I saw this particular baseball. So that's a pretty neat baseball for Cub collectors. If you've been looking for something that had Jimmy Fox on it, this has a Jimmy Fox signature on the 1944 Cubs ball. So that's pretty neat. Ron from Hammond, Indiana is next. What's up, Ron?
Morning, guys.
Hi.
I've got an instructional booklet that I think was put out by, like, I think Cairo Syrup, probably, I'm assuming, in the 50s or maybe the early 60s. It's Mickey Mantle telling you how to play baseball or something. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't remember. But I'm curious if something like that's worth anything.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, is it a booklet like 8 or 10 or 12 pages about five inches by 6 inches or something? Or
it's a small, a thin booklet, yeah.
I have seen those before. They I think there was a series of them that came out in the 60s. They sell for, the group of them may sell for a couple $100 individually, probably $25 to $50 a piece.
Okay, here's something that... John from Twitter, he didn't send a picture of it, but he said, sign in pencil. This is a great autograph. He has a Niall Kinnick signed Honors Banquet program card that his mom received. I guess she was at that banquet herself and got the signature. Niall Kinnick autographs, I think they go for $5,000 and more, don't they, Bill?
Oh, yeah. He was a... I think he died in the war, right?
Yeah, I think so. And didn't they name like a stadium after him? Or you know, yeah. I mean, he's a tough signature, died young, big name, all that. You put that all together, and it's, you know, from 70 years ago or whatever. That makes a very valuable signature. I'm looking in I did see one that sold a cut signature of his with an inscription. Dated a month after winning the Heisman Trophy, sold for over $7,000 in an auction.
Wow.
So if you do want to send that in for a Huggins and Scott auction, John, that's a great item. That would be, who knows, the sky's the limit on one of those. That's pretty neat, too, that his mom got it.
Yeah, he died during a training flight
for World War II.
II. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
John, if you ever want to call in on the show and if you have a story that your mom met him, what type of guy he was or whatever, that'd be a good story. I'd like to hear it on one of our shows. Gonzalo from Midway. What's up, Gonzalo?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What's new?
I'm a season ticket holder for Chicago Cubs, and I was at game 4 of the World Series, and I caught Dexter Fowler's 8th inning home run.
Oh, nice.
In the bottom of the 8th.
Nice.
What would something like that be worth?
Okay, now, in World Series baseballs, I'm not sure how they do where you can prove that it's a game-used ball. Now, if this was a ball that was a ground ball and they threw it out, they have MLB authenticators at the game. But we had the guy a couple years ago that was in charge of MLB authentication on the line as a guest. And one of the things I had asked him about that, if there's a home run ball... Are you able to authenticate that? They said if it goes in the stands and it's out of their sight for a second, they don't put the authentication on it. But they might, okay, on a World Series baseball, they might have something with that. If you have a video of you catching it and it's got a World Series ball, I don't know if they have dabs on those balls or not. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a note. I kind of have a guy at MLB that will get back to me on this stuff. And okay, I'm going to make a note to find out if there was something that they had on this year's balls that you knew it was used in a game.
Right.
And now, Bill, let's say we could prove, like, through that somehow that it was used in the game. What do you think a Dexter Fowler home run ball from the World Series would go for?
Gosh, that's a tough one to pick. I mean, the range that tops to mind is at least $500 to $1,000, you know.
Yeah, and maybe more depending on how well you could prove it. Now, give us the background. What was going on? You're in the stands. You're sitting there eating some popcorn or whatever, and all of a sudden, whoa, this is coming towards me. Give us a play-by-play, Gonzalo. How'd you grab it?
Well, I sit in the front row, so I was right there, and I was watching the game, and as soon as the ball hit, it looked like it was coming right toward me. So I just stood right up. All I did was lean forward, and the ball literally came to my glove. If you watch the broadcast, you'll see me catch it. And from that point on, it was just, like, unbelievable.
That
but
is
I didn't
so
have to
cool.
do nothing but stand up and wow. catch it. And I tried to take it to the Cubs afterward and say, hey, can I get this authenticated or something like that? And they're like, well, if we're not there, we can't do that. I said, well, look on the Jumbotron. You can see that it's me catching the ball, and I came straight to you guys. But he said, if they're like I think you said, if the guy isn't standing right there with me, he couldn't do anything with it. I was like, that's fine. I'll take a piece of history home and enjoy it for the rest of my life, pass it down to my kids, and the video
true.
Will be there forever. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So,
now, if I were you, what I would do, if you can find any pictures online now or if you can find any YouTube videos or whatever, save them, you know, record them.
I got them.
Oh, well, that's good.
DVDs. I got a clip off of the internet that has the whole 22 seconds. I can tell you it was the bottom of the eighth. It was a 2-2 count. Andrew Miller pitched it, hit by Dexter, and I straight caught it in my glove. So I got it all.
That's
for
awesome.
History's sake. So
that's awesome, Gonzalo.
Go
if you want to sometime, you know, bring it in and show it to me at Triple Crown, I'll take a picture. I love to see it, too.
Oh,
but,
awesome.
Yeah, I think.
If you ever get a chance, get Dexter Fowler to sign that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Would that increase it or decrease the value of it? I was curious about
that. Oh, I think that would increase the value of that, especially if you could show him a picture of you catching the ball. I think you may talk him into putting an inscription on there that says World Series home run, you know.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be cool. So, Bill, now, depending on what we hear from MLB and with all the background of it, let's say Gonzalo did want to auction that. Do you think he's got enough if he has pictures and video and all that and it is a World Series ball? Do you think there's enough that you would be able to auction that?
I think with what you just said, there's enough people, especially if you've got video documentation of the person and everything catching the ball. I think it's all a matter of who buys into the whole story, but I think with that type of evidence and, you know, provenance, you'll get people that'll buy into that story. I mean, it's true.
Yeah. So, you know, it sounds like you want to keep it in your family, but it's a cool thing to look at. It's a great story.
Wow.
I mean, really, it is. And that is a great keepsake, Gonzalo. But keep whatever you can with it. And I'm going to try to contact MLB this week and see if I can find out anything more about that as far as being able to prove that ball.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Listen next week. And if you want to call in next week, go ahead.
Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you. Next on the line, we have Lee from Wheaton. What do you have there, Lee?
Actually, I have a 96, 97 Upper Deck Collector's Choice NBA basketball set. It's unopened. It still has the NBA sticker and register number on it. And it's got 400 cards in it. So it's Series 1 and 2 with a bonus commemorative card and 5 of the mini gold.
Okay, those could be good. So that are the mini golds from that year, were those, so you could have like a Michael Jordan mini gold potentially in there.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
See, I could see that being pretty good. The good part about that, you know, they're considered mint cards. That might be something down the road where some of those cards, we'd have to check how the grading goes on them. But like maybe there's some of them that are a BGS 9.5 gem mint or a BGS 10 that might go for pretty good money in that. As a sealed set by itself, probably not worth a ton right now, but that's a good collectible, I think, as far as the standpoint, having those extra cards in there, those could be good cards down the road, especially like the big names. So that's not too bad. John, who had, he said he's going to send a picture of the Niall Kinnick photo. He was a guest speaker at the banquet in Marion, Iowa when his mom was there at that. So that's pretty nice. Interesting. I'd love to see what that would go for in an auction. Oh, my gosh. Okay, next on the line we have Eddie from the North Side. What do you have there, Eddie?
Hey, I got a Super Bowl ticket from the second Super Bowl that Brady won. I wanted it at an auction like for $20. I was wondering if that had any value higher now since they won in fifth.
I would think that would be higher now. That particular Super Bowl, Bill, have you run one of those tickets recently?
I don't know that we have, but a lot of those Super Bowl tickets, is this the ones where you still have the whole ticket where it was scanned rather than torn?
Yeah, well, when I won it in the auction, it was like, you know, them big thick glasses that they wear that, you know, the save stuff in, like the cards and all of that.
Yeah.
It's the whole ticket on there. So.
So that would be, that might be worth something. If it looks like it's really good shape, get that thing graded. I think then long term you have
more
potential value.
$100 or more.
Yes. Yeah. And if it, let's say it was a gem mint grade, I mean, that would be all the better. They do grade tickets where, cause there's all, you know, a lot of times, especially in the old days, people would have the ticket stub and it would be rolled up in their pocket and creased up. So there weren't many in good shape. So if it is in good shape and it's gradable, I'd probably recommend getting that done. We're already at the end of this show.
It's so fast.
Yeah, it really does go fast. Just so you know, we're on every Saturday morning from 7 to 8. We take your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we every week we have a prize package to give away where you have to contact Vince by Thursday. Last week's winner didn't contact Vince. So we have two boxes in the prize package this week, a Leaf History of Baseball cut signature box and a Prestige basketball box. And Vince is going to pick the winner right now.
A lot of great calls this week. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. A lot of great calls. This week's winner is Danny from Norridge. So, Danny, send me your address via email, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll deliver right to your door, work, or home free of charge.
And sorry for the people who are waiting. Maybe give us a call next week. Try calling in at the closer to 7 to make sure we'll get you on and we get as many on as we can in the hour. So don't forget now, check out HugginsandScott.com. May auction bidding begins April 24th, goes through May 4th. Tons of items on that site already. I'm Tom Morgan at Triple Crown Trading in Naperville. I'm there 6 days a week. If you ever want to bring something in there, or go to TCrownTom.com. My Twitter ID is TCrownTom. Thanks for listening and have a great week, everybody.